明けおめ
ことよろ
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。バイリンガルニュース .jp 公式サイトで新商品続々追加していますので、ぜひチェックしてください。 1. オーストラリアでは9月から続いている山火事により、これまでに10万7000平方キロメートル分の土地が燃え、5900棟の建物と28人の命のほか、5億匹もの生き物が犠牲になったとみられています。ボランティア消防士が消火活動に当たっていますが、その多くが無償で100日間以上活動を続けており、必要経費を自腹で支払っているため、多数の著名人が寄付を呼びかけています。中でもコメディアンのセレステ・バーバーがネット上で呼びかけた寄付は、世界中から3日間で3300万オーストラリアドル、日本円で24億円以上が集まっています。
Bushfires in Australia have continued to burn since September, scorching some 107,000 square kilometers of land, 5,900 buildings, and taking 28 lives.It is estimated 500 million animals have perished as well. Volunteer firefighters have been working to put out the fire. However, most of them have now been working without pay for over 100 days and are having to cover expenses themselves, leading to various celebrities pledging donations. Among them was comedian Celeste Barber, whose fundraiser generated 33 million Australian dollars, or 2.4 billion yen, in just 3 days.
いや、ちょっと待って、私桁間違えたかな。
Oh no.
Let me see. ちょっと待って。Three.
What the currency?
33 million でしょ。Mm-hmm. あ、いやいやいや、間違ってない、間違ってない。
It、seems right、Sorry. to me.
Yeah. So, もうニュースはこれがすごい取り上げられてるよね。
Mm.
海外は特に。
For a while now.
うん、その干ばつと記録的暑さと強い風が、まあ、トリプルパンチとなって、mm. あのすごいことになってるわけだけど、何人か逮捕もされてるよね。その
For what?
その火を使って、まあ、こうタバコをそのまま置きっぱなしにしたとか。
Oh, for arson.
うん。まあ、わざとね、山火事を引き起こそうと思ってやったっていうよりかは、多分 reckless behavior じゃないけど、あの、
But have they found that there are people doing it deliberately as well? I guess it's hard to determine that.
そういうニュアンスではなかったけどね。
その It's so crazy to have something so fragile and it just takes like one guy with a cigarette butt.
Yeah, well, like, it's not just one guy. There were like multiple people.
But there are massive, massive forest fires that yeah. start with just literally one guy
yeah.
with a cigarette butt. And they have very strict patrols in the United States in, I guess, fire season.
Mm.
Restrictions on open fires and whatnot.
Right. で、まあ、夏、オーストラリア始まったばっかりだから。
Mm.
これからどうなるかっていう話で、ビクトリア州だけで今10万人が直ちに避難してくださいっていうふうに言われていて、まあ、歴史的に見てもこんな大人数が家を出ないといけないっていうのは初めてっていうことだった。で、まあ、政府の対応がすごい後手後手になっているっていうのですごい批判を浴びているよね、mm. 首相とかも、まあ、ハワイに休暇に行っちゃってましたとか、なんかその無償で消火に当たっている人たちにお金を出すべきっていうのも、なんか勝手に行きたいから行ってるだけだろみたいなことを言って最初は拒否をしていたとか、まあ、とにかくこう対応のまずさっていうのが次々と出てきて、でその政府がこんなに頑張っていますよっていう動画を年末か年始すぐ始まって出したんだけど、その動画もすごくこうトーンデフな感じ、なんかすごい音楽が流れてて、こうみんな
What's the problem exactly? Like why they just don't have the personnel to fight these fires? Are they like what is it that they are not doing?
そもそもその もともとこの毎年こうやって火事が起きるわけだけれども、それが温暖化、まあ気候変動によってもっと悪くなっていきますよっていうのを言われてたんだよね。で、去年の11月ぐらいの段階からこう消防局の人たちが首相に対してもっとちゃんと対策をしておかないとやばいことになりますよと、だから会ってください、面会してくださいって言ってたのに、それをずっと拒否してたとか、まあそもそも今の首相は、まあ、トランプと同じというか、その気候変動をあまり真剣に取られていない派の人だから、それもあってそのこれからどんどん山火事がやばいことになるっていうのはあまり、まあ、認めてなかったんだよね。
Right. But once the fire started, was there something about their response? You know, like there have been catastrophes like Katrina or Fukushima where the response wasn't very satisfactory from the public's view. That's happening as well, right?
そうだからその元々の対応がずっともっとやらなきゃいけないって言ってたのにやってなかったのに加えて、そのまさに山火事で人が避難しているような時にハワイに休暇に行ってたとかで、もちろん首相だけじゃなくてその側近の人たちも思いっきりこう年末年始でどっかクルージング行ってた人もいたし、そのなんていうの、国民の危機意識とトップの人の意識のかけ離れた感がすごい出てしまった、でそこにこういうすごくトーンデフな動画を出して、なんかすごいこんなに政府はやってあげてますよみたいな。
I'm just wondering, like, what is it that they should have done in their response that could have prevented this or could have controlled this?
You know? 多分なんかそもそも対策を怠ってきてるとか、その気候変動によってこれがどんどん悪化するっていうのを否定してきたっていう、その蓄積してる分があるから、その何をどう頑張っても、まあ 100% の対応っていうふうに褒められることはなかったにしろ、まあその単純に休暇に行ってるとかもまずいし、あのこんなにみんなが頑張ってその消火活、まあ、すごい自分の命をねリスクかけて消火活動に当たったりとか、実際に家がなくなってるとか家族失ってるっていう人がいる中で、なんかツイッターでクリケットのシーズンが始まりましたねみたいな、でその消火活動当たってる人とかも応援する対象ができていいんじゃないみたいな、そういうツイートをしてしまったりとか、こうあまりにもちょっと現状分かってないんじゃないかみたいな雰囲気を自ら醸し出してるんだよね。だからそれは当然批判されるだろうねっていう。
Well, aside from like his, I'm not very familiar with the Prime Minister of Australia or you know his personality or anything else like that. But I'm just wondering like.So this has been an issue that's been occurring in various different regions of the world. You know, this was obviously a big problem in the Amazon rainforest.
Yeah.
And I think we can expect it to continue to be in the future. And this has been a big problem in Northern America as well. You know, places that it seems like they would have all their...the resources they would need to absolutely deal with these sorts of events.
Yeah.
So, you know, do we need more helicopters with more water?
なんか一個よくわかんないと思ったのは、まあ、オーストラリア住んでないし、私もよくわかんないんだけど、その消防局のバジェットがまずカットされてるみたいな話があって、でも政府の上の方の人は、いやそれはフェイクニュースで実際はカットされてないとか言ってたりとか、ちょっとこう情報が錯綜している面もあるんだけど、まあただおそらく現政権ならそういうことをやりかねない、その気候変動を否定している分、その山火事がこれからどんどんまずくなるよっていうこと、なんかそれ自体も軽視しているから、まあ対策をあまり取らないとか、そこの予算をカットしかねないって思われてるのは確かなんだよね。だから、まあそれも、例えば、で、その消防局の人の面会を拒否してるとか、だから、本当はもうちょっと準備できたかもしれないのに、それもやってなかったんじゃないかみたいな。それでここまでの事態になってるんじゃないかっていう。
Well, I'm glad there hasn't been more loss of life. I mean, only 28 You look at the videos and the pictures and stuff.
It's like, 本当に。
It looks like hell.
Yeah, 本当に映画みたい。
It's terrifying. Only 28. I mean, people, there are house fires in the middle of like Tokyo where the whole family dies, like 8 people right there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so fire is terrifying. I mean, at least a lot of people aren't dying.
だから多分その政府の対応は後手後手になったけれども、その地元の人たちとか地元の消防局の人とかは本当に頑張って、まあ、そういう結果になっていると思う。今実際にこうその人たちの活動のおかげで火が止まってるとか食い止められてるっていう部分はたくさんあるみたいだから、すごいよね。でもこれもなんか私もオーストラリアの政治全然詳しくないからいろいろ見ててびっくりしたんだけど、その山火事がどんどん頻発するっていうことと気候変動のこう因果関係を否定するために政権がこうそれのに対するアンチキャンペーンみたいなのを行っていましたっていう調査結果とかがあって、こうボットとかをすごい使ってこう掲示板とかで工作活動をして要はそのまあ、気候変動はもしかしたら要因の一つではあるかもしれないけど、他にもこんなのがいろいろありますよっていう。でその中になぜかなんかISISのせいだみたいな話とか、
うん、
なんかこういろんな陰謀論をこう持ち出してきて、
うん、Wait, what's the connection to ISIS?
よくわかんない。
で
それもなんかその調査でも、
I feel like fossil fuels are connected to ISIS.Not,
その調査でもそれはちょっと多分意味不明みたいな感じに位置づけられてたけど、まあなんかそんな感じでこういかにして気候変動と関係ない風にこう見せかけるかというか、そういう世論を形成するかみたいな話とか出てきていて、なんかすごいなと思ったけど。
Well, if climate changeGlobal warming continues to worsen, or the global climate continues to become more volatile and result in droughts and extreme weather. I mean, aren't huge portions of the earth just going to be on fire? Like at any given time, like,Huge parts of the earth will just be burning.
Yeah.
しかも
これまだ終わってないし、
This is almost biblical. Where are the locusts and stuff?
Yeah.
I feel like we're moving in that direction.
ね、ちょっとそのオーストラリアに今いないからどういうあれなのかわかんないけど、でも
It's very big, Australia. Way bigger.
そう、土地が広いから本当にあの燃えてる範囲を見るとすごいんだよね、もう。
It's so spread out, and I went to Australia a year ago, maybe a year and a half, two, something like that.
Mm.
And, but I went to Western Australia, which is a bit different.
Mm.
Well, possibly very different, but it's very flat, and everything's extremely far apart.
Yeah, it's huge.
There are a lot of kangaroos.Kangaroos everywhere.
Yeah, でもちろんそのもともと希少な動物、絶滅に瀕している動物とかもたくさんいるから、今回の火事によってそれがもうさらに絶滅に追いやられてしまうんじゃないかっていうのを言ってる専門家もいっぱいいる。
500 million?
Yeah, half a billion.
Animals. Does that include like grasshoppers and stuff? Or like...
うん、多分、うん、虫も含んでると思うよ。
Really? Because then that would beLike ants or something is like
that's
you burn、
true.
like one、mm. ant mound, and that's like
it says animals, so maybe they mean mammals and
so
reptiles.
So, like birds
and
stuff don't count.
Well, birds are mammals, right? So, まあコアラとかカンガルーみたいなこう大きい生き物から鳥とか虫は入ってないのかもね。だから虫も入れたらだからもっとすごいもんね。
Birds are not mammals.
Wait, what?
No.
Birds are not mammals?
No, they lay eggs.
哺乳類って卵を
Maybe platypus or something blurs that line.
そっか。そっか、鳥類と哺乳類って違うのか。
うん。So are they included or?
I don't know actually. So maybe.
I saw a lot of
really
smoldering koalas.、
Here.
You saw that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, なんか治療を受けてるコアラの動画とかね、もういっぱいあるし。
I saw a lot of videos of people.
死んじゃってるカンガルーの映像とかも出てたけど。
People would grab a baby koala or a baby kangaroo, put it out, like put the fire out. Like the fire is on the koala, you know?
It's so terrible.
And apparently the eucalyptus
trees are like... そうなのよ。そう、ユーカリの木がすごい油を含んでるらしいよね。Mm-hmm. それで余計こう、まさに火に油というか。
And that's all the koala eats.
うん、そうそう。そうだから それが全部燃えてしまうと当然コアラの生息地もめちゃくちゃ減っちゃうからこの後どうするのっていうのもあるよねそれがだ
I mean,
っ燃えちゃってるから
like, It's not like half of Australia has burned or something, right? What's the percentage of like
その wild
the actual
habitat-wise?
Territory? Because 107 square kilometers is obviously a lot
Yeah
butWhat is that like? Saitama.
I'm not sure.
What? How many?
え、もっとでしょ、全然。
I have no idea.
え、関東。
I have no idea. How many square kilometers is like Tochigi or something?
え、だって。
Or Nagano.
10万平方キロメートルでしょ。関東何個分みたいな感じじゃないの？だって関東地方の面積が3万2000平方キロメートルだよ。今回燃えたの10万7000だから、
うん、
関東地方3、4個分みたいな、
うん、
全部でだよそんな埼玉とかのレベルじゃないんだよ
We don't have a We don't have a good maps I guess for comparing the size of places if you know what I mean、
うん、so, なんかあの燃えたところをあなんかオーストラリアの地図はアメリカの地図と重ねてなんか燃えたところをこうビジュアル化するみたいなとかもあったけど、
mm. And it's the size of like some state
State どころじゃない多分
Really?
Yeah
Bigger than any of the states?
ちょっと待ってね This is how big Australia's wildfires actually are to youあれ怖かったよ。うん。Is this the right one?
Well, it's a lot of land.
うん、なんだろうな、その燃えた丸の面積にアメリカの地図を重ね合わせて見られるみたいなのがあるけど。
Hmm.
なんだろうね、例えばこれで見ると。
Is it like Texas or is it like way bigger than?
うん、例えば。どこだったら分かりやすい
Texas. I'm like trying to compare Kanto and Texas now. Yeah.
Oh, so okay, Texas.
I get the general concept.
Texas. It's kind of like, it's hard to see, but it's kind of like this.
Zoom out できないのそれ
Zoom out できるよ
Super zoomed in. And so that's the...Surface area of
yeah,
burnt Australia. So what are we going to do
like
in the future? Oh, that's way smaller than Texas. So it's like, it's pretty big though. But it's,
it is really big.
You'd need like 5 or 6 of those to cover Texas, right?
Right.
Maybe 4 or 5. Mm. But I think the main thing is just preventing this sort of thing in the future.In the United States, people have suggested operations to clear dead wood from the forest manually. Mm. So you'd have to have people basically comb the forest and remove any dead trees because those are often catalyze forest fires because they're dried up and they なんかその
今回プリスクライブバーニングがすごい話題になっていて、なんかとにかくプリスクライブバーニングをいっぱいやっとけばなんかどうにかなるみたいな風に言われてたんだけど、実際はそこを超えてあの火災が広がっているみたいな話があって今回、だからそれがどこまで効果があったのか。
It crossed the prescribed burn line、
うん、
I think it depends when they do it. So if you just did that burn, then the fire won't be able to cross that boundary. But、うん、if you do itToday, then a week from now, there's going to be new growth there.
Right.
You know, so it's not.
なんかそれがね、結構話題になってる今。
うん。
それに一体どこまで意味があったのかみたいな。なんかそれに実際どこまで根拠があったのかとかも含めて。
Well, usually they would try to set up on roads and use the road、
yeah.
as a boundary. The last time I was in the States, they had really bad、bushfires in northern Arizona, and they were spreading rapidly, and you could see the smoke, and they would just cross the street. They were like trying to stop it from crossing the street,、
mm.
but it would just toss a dry nut or something would pop and just send an ember to the other side of the street, and then、mm. that's it. The wind has a huge effect on this as well.
この国が大変なことになってる時に国のトップがゴルフ行ったりハワイ行ったりしちゃう現象なんなんだろうね。その会社の社長とかだったらさ、例えば自社の工場が燃えてるみたいな時にハワイ、社長がハワイ行くとかあんまないじゃん。そんなことしてる場合じゃないなみたいな。
Depends on the company, but
まあなかなかないじゃん。Yeah. そのオフィスが地震で倒壊しましたみたいな時にさ、クルーズ行っちゃうとか。
Australia has had management problems of this sort for quite some time. And they remember all the problems with the、power infrastructure in Australia? And they ended up、making a deal with Elon Musk, who supplied、Tesla stationary storage、mm. technologies to restore the grid and、mm. restore power、
right.
In Australia. And it has been working quite well.、
Mm.
Since then, but that, you know, what would have happened if it weren't for Tesla to come in with that solution?、
Mm.
People were without power for a very long time in Australia while living in the middle of nowhere, and it's like super, super hot.
Yeah, 今もね、
so it's another sort of mismanagement.、
Mm.
It's the government's responsibility to create an incentive to.Resolve the issue, you know. So if they need to print money and give it to people who are willing to help fight the fires because they don't have enough resources in their own, you know, firefighting brigades or their own、military resources, then they should have done that. You can't just let people burn.
Yeah.
So.
次ヴァイスによるとトランプ大統領は今年の大統領選のため自画自賛的なメッセージが書かれた広告を Facebook 上で少なくとも768個展開しています。最新の広告はイランのソレイマニ司令官殺害を盛り込んだ内容となっており、以下の文言とともに選挙キャンペーンへの寄付を呼びかけています。私たちの司令官の素早い行動のおかげでイランのソレイマニ司令官はアメリカや世界の脅威ではなくなりました。オフィシャルトランプミリタリーアンケートに今すぐ答えて司令官としての私のリーダーシップをどう思うか教えてください。アンケートはイエスノー形式で、民主党はバカバカしい魔女狩りに時間を割くのをやめてトランプ大統領と共にアメリカを安全に保つことに時間を使うべきであるなどの説問が出てきた後に個人情報を入力して寄付を行う仕組みになっています。
According to a report by Vice, US PresidentDonald Trump is running at least 768 campaign ads on Facebook. The latest ad displays the following text. Thanks to the swift actions of our commander-in-chief, Iranian General Qasem Soleimani is no longer a threat to the United States or to the world. Take the official Trump military survey today to let me know what you think of my leadership as commander-in-chief. A yes-no poll asks,Do you think Democrats should spend less time on bogus witch hunts and more time working with President Trump to keep America safe? and prompts users to input personal contact information and consider a donation.
そう、すごいどうでもいいんだけど、この広告の中でさ、主語が変わってるのはちょっと気にならない？
Hmm?
主語が急に変わってるじゃん。
Oh.
その Our Commander in Chief ってさ、トランプじゃない目線で言ってるのに、後半で急にこう My Leadership ってトランプが言ってることになってるっていう、なんか多分単純なミスなのか分かんないけど、それが地味に気になっちゃった。あと Keep America Safe がの K と A と S が大文字になっていて、マガみたいな感じでこう、
yeah.
それもなんかトランプらしいなと思ったけど、
A lot of branding, a lot of
トレードマーク的な
engagement and、yeah. You know, the question is obviously taking you past the sale, you know.、
Yeah.
Do you think Democrats should spend less time on bogus witch hunts? You know, so if you don't think that the witch hunts are bogus, then it's hard for you to answer that question.
Yeah, so.
Or if you don't think that they're witch hunts. I mean, it's so far past the sale.
Yeah, so, すごいこのイランのスレイマニ司令官の話をもう広告に盛り込んでいるっていう、すごいスピード感だなと思って、
It's impressive.
なんかなんて言えばいいのか。
He clearly has very capable people to market him and to do the campaign.
なんか素早すぎて、なんなんだこれはって思ったけど、自分の誕生日にも、こう明日はトランプ大統領の誕生日ですよみたいな Facebook のキャンペーンを展開してて、それに1億円ぐらいかかってるらしいんだけど、なんかあなたの名前をこうメッセージカードに書くことによってトランプ大統領はそれを見ますよみたいな、あなたの名前見てほしくないですかっていうキャンペーンに1億円かけてるって、すごいやっぱりお金があるなっていう感じなんだけど。
What do you think of World War III? Did you see all the memes and the content and the talk and the conversation on the internet, people are certain that this is World War III, that we're really done for this time. It was crazy. I think it's changed since,
yeah,
a bit since Trump's statement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I was like, これどうすんのと思ったけど、トランプの statement 見て、なんかこう、あ、なんだ。
Did you think it was gonna be World War III?
Well, I didn't know where it was going. I didn't know what was happening.
I thought it was the most predictable series of events.
But yeah, after I saw what Trump said, I was like, oh, なんだ、なんか心配して損したっていうか、この茶番感、まあ、なんだっていうか、がっかりすることではないんだけど、よかったっていうか。
I think it's a, so far, it's about as good as we could hope for.
Yeah, なんかどちらにもある意味 win-win というかさ。
Iran says they're done.
そうそう。
They're chilling.
だし、
and the U.S. is like, we're done, but we're gonna have to make a deal. So,
そうだから、
and Iran was, you know, they fired all those rockets at the bases, but
yeah.
You know, the U.S. was absolutely anticipating that, and the U.S. you know dispatched a bunch of bombers and stuff, probably flew it over Soleimani's head. You know, it's like, yeah, either we're gonna figure this out or something really, really, really bad is gonna happen. So、
yeah.
Iran just didn't have any leverage.
なんか面白いなと思ったのは、最近こうツイッターも見ないようにしてんだ。最近っていうか、年末からもう疲れたからツイッターあんま見ないようにしてるんだけど、こう久しぶりにイランの話みんなどうやって話してるのかなと思って見てたら、なんていうのかな、右翼左翼みたいな話がすごいねじれてる。じゃん、これに関してなんかそれがすごい面白いなと思って見てた、なんかこうアメリカこう反戦争反対みたいな話からこうまあそれ今に司令官が成人だったかのようなこうなんか何も悪いことしてないなんかトランプが一番悪い人みたいなトーンで話してる人たちがこうなんだろう左翼寄りの人たちじゃん、だからこうなんだ右左が ねじれてるというかさ、なんでこうなってんだろうみたいな。
Well, I didn't pay too much attention to sort of the,
it was kind the politics of,
interesting. Of it. I figured it was all nonsense. Because, you know, every time something like this happens, people get afraid. And then whatever the most clickable potential fact is going to become the most popular one. It's right. just math.
Well, I mean, to be fair, like, その、なんていうんだろう。こうなって、まあ、トランプ大統領のステイメントを見て、あ、なんだ、もう、全部茶番というか、まあ、お互いが耳になるようになってたんだなって思ったけど、ただ一方では、うん、いや、ただ一方では、その実際に亡くなってる人もいるわけじゃん。その、アメリカも、あの、民間人の人が亡くなってるでしょ？あの、大使館の襲撃で。
It was killed by the Soleimani.
Right.
Backed Iranian terrorist group, yeah.
実際に亡くなってる人もいるし、じゃあもしかして戦争になるかもしれないってみんなが思った時に、そこに派兵される可能性がある人たちもいるわけじゃない？で、その家族もいっぱいいる。
Mm-hmm.
で、その上の人たちは、いや、戦争に別にするつもりないしって、のんびり構えてるかもしれないけど、その下では、みんながどれだけのストレスを抱えて、その自分の息子がじゃあそこに送られるかもしれないとかさ、自分のお父さん、旦那さんがとか、mm-hmm.奥さんがとか実際そういう人たちが大量にいるわけでそれを考えるとこうなんかすごい嫌だな嫌だなっていうと
well, that's what our algorithms are designed to do with every situation that we get yeah, into that's what they're designed to do so we will always see that message amplified disproportionately、yeah. no matter what's going on that, and that's basically how it's been for quite some time
特にこうトランプ大統領、トランプはなんて言うんだろうね、すごいお金持ちで、こうちょっとサイコパス的なさビジネスはすごい上手いし交渉も上手いけど、別に相手がこうなんか交渉で自分がいかに一番いいディールを得るかみたいなさ、なんかそのアメリカのエリート中のエリートみたいな、すごい家に住んでて。こう奥さんもトロフィーワイフみたいな感じ でその人が政治を動かしてでこう下の人たちのこうストレスとかさそんな日々のなんていうのは関係ない全然関係ないところでその国同士の国のトップ同士の駆け引きが行われているっていう、mm-hmm. なんかその現実をこう見せつけられて、
I think he まあ気持ち悪いよね He uses thatas negotiating leverage. So
yeah,
if the media...
Yeah, so everything is all about negotiation.
But he can't control that aspect of it because, like we said, the media and our algorithms are always going to amplify that particular
right.
type of message. So when the media is telling the leader of Iran, the Ayatollah, hey, this guy is crazy. You know, this guy is totally unhinged. We don't know what he's going to do. Even...half of the people in America, we have no idea what he's going to do.
Yep.
Well, then Trump has the advantage of becoming the least predictable person in that exchange. And Popper is all about being the less predictable person.
Yeah, yeah. But that's ずっとそういう戦略じゃん。そういうなんか、もうやばいやつみたいなさ、なんか何をしでかすかわかんないっていうブランディングじゃん、自らの。自分はそういう人なんですよっていうさ。
He said this himself explicitly. You know, he's explained this himself explicitly in interviews. That he can't reveal things to the American public because they would also be revealing it to who he's negotiating with.
Right.
And so the American public gets dragged into these emotionally abrasive.Sort of potentially catastrophic scenarios. And it's not like there was no risk. Obviously, there's huge risk in situations like this.
Yeah.
But I think we can be grateful that it isn't World War III so far.
Right. You know, yeah, that's really so.
And I think that Soleimani may have been an obstacle to negotiation. So if the United States were to try to negotiate with Iran...It seems like Soleimani would probably be the most influential opposition
right.
to reaching peace in the Middle East.
Yeah.
I don't know if him dying was necessary, but it could certainly accelerate movement towards peace.
Right.
Because he was an absolute militant, you know, terrorist.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I appreciate, if we can keep it this style, where one old guy... sends a robot to kill another old guy instead of sending the young people into war, that's way better. You know? Yeah, because it's always old people sitting in, you know, some governmental office sending 20-year-olds into warfare. It's been that way for several generations.
Well, for me, it's more like a 人数の問題. It's like if it's just one person instead of, you know. And it's... なんかそのアメリカとイランの問題すごい複雑だけど、こうそもそもなんでこうなったんだっけっていう歴史をさ遡ればさ、なんていうんだろう、こう遡っていくとお互いいろんなことをやらかしてるわけじゃん、お互いに対して。でも結局その自分たちが被った被害のことだけをお互いがずっと主張し続けるっていうさ。
It depends. There are things to gain. I mean, Iran has developed interests in that region, you know, in the vacuum after ISIS has lost power, you know? So they want influence in that region. They very much care about land and territory.
Yeah.
In that
no, I said they only talk about what they've, like the sacrifices that they've had to make instead of what they've done to each other. You know what I mean? And they, like, if you focus on that, then of course, I mean, there's no middle ground or anything.
Yeah.
Right? So it just keeps going. And when is it going to end?
Well, yeah, if you have revenge, it's like this revenge-based thinking, right?
Yeah.
Like people based in the past. You have to avenge your... It's holding a grudge, like generationally and otherwise.
Yeah. ただこう今回、まあ今回はこういうふうに今のところ落ち着いたからよかったけど、その上の人たちが誰にもこう国民に、まあもちろん相談できないから仕方ないって言えば仕方ないんだけど、そういう体制だから、ただこう相談もせずに勝手にリスクを取っていろいろこうやってしまったことによって、それが失敗したらそのツケを支払うのは実際に戦争に行く若者たちなわけじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
なんかそのこの人間の仕組みなんかそういう仕組みになっちゃってるからさ、
Society、
なんかその仕組みそろそろやめたいよね。
Well, なんか the freedoms
that we... いつまでこれやるのっていう。
So like the life that we have here or anyone in a developed country has is privileged, it's protected. It's protected by a legacy of combat, of victories and deals. There's no magical way to break out of it, unfortunately. It will take breeding, communication, and gradually boundaries will dissolve with human understanding, but
right.
I don't, unless, I mean, do you have an idea for what we could do to stop this particular pattern of existence? I think we could break out of it. Here's a way we could break out of it. So if we have a transition from sort of a nationalistic imperialism to a sort of a corporate, a national corporatocracy, a world that is governed by explicit economics is the only real alternative that I see to violence. Right? So everything is a negotiation. Everything is business. Everything is a deal. Because the deal is, hey, we can benefit and you can benefit.
Yeah.
We can benefit and we can both gain. Or we can kill each other. The non-killing each other part is, would have to be a corporatocracy, because you have businesses that control, essentially, the government.
Right.
Of that country, and those businesses you know, have to protect their interests and their investors and everything else. And so the only way for the businesses to act is to pursue trade, right, pursue business rather than pursue conflict. If you have more of this tribal, this country or this people or this ethnicity versus these people or this religion or any of the ideological modes, I think will result in warfare. But the business economic mode, I think, prevents warfare.
This whole Iran versus America or like UK thing started from business deal though, right? Like from my understanding, like a really bad one for Iran. Like, it's not how it all started. The oil.
Which deal are you talking about?
The old one.
The Iran deal?
The BP.
Are you talking about the original Iran deal?
Yeah.
Where Iran was receiving humongous amounts of money from the United States?
No. I'm talking about the deal that they made with UK. Like forever ago. Isn't that how it all started?
Well,
when like BP wasn't even called BP yet?
I don't think so, but certainly oil has been a source of conflict in that region.
Yeah.
And the problems with Iran started because Iran was trying to exert influence with these
Anglo-Persian oil company, 1908. Isn't this how it started?
Well, there was hostage. There's been a lot of history with Iran that's not good.
Yeah, but I mean, like the origin. I, from my understanding, the origin story begins with this, like form. Now BP, but this.
I seriously doubt it, but it's an interesting theory.
Is it a theory? I thought it was a history, not theory.
Well, that's totally speculative. There's no one that could declare that this was the cause of, you know, bad relations between two countries, like explicitly. Like, that's an interpretation of things that are fact, right?
I guess, but I thought it was more of a consensus.
I don't know. I'm not aware of that particular deal.
The first deal,
I think. I think there are ideological reasons that are also related and started much longer ago, you know, that have to do with certain varieties of Islam and sort of the ideological incompatibilities,
right,
perceived or otherwise, with, you know, sort of an Anglo-Saxon Christian based, you know. So there are a lot of things that, I mean, one bad business deal 30 years ago isn't going to, you know, people are probably more upset about Soleimani than that.
Right. Well, I mean, I guess, you know, I thought this was like the root of the entire like turnabout of events afterwards.
I mean, do you know more about that?
Well, I just thought like, なんかその最初にあのオイルが発見された時にそのイギリスがあの政府とディオを結んでその時のその取り分の差がものすごかったみたいな、だからイラン側がすごい損するような仕組みになっていて、なんかそこから始まったみたいな。
Yeah, I think that exact thing has been done in many of the countries in that region.
Yeah.
And outside of that region, actually.
Right. So it's always about oil.
Well, it doesn't have to be about oil. The United States has moved a lot of its oil production to domestic, which I think should help. But really what we need is just not putting money into oil at all.
Yeah.
In the first place.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't the U.S. planning to capture the oil resources there and inject that into the market?
I don't know.
So no World War III? I guess that's a relief.
I hope not. 次.
Several countries around the world are working to establish their own satellite positioning systems. Last month, China launched additional satellites as part of the Beidou satellite navigation system. The system is expected to be completed with the addition of two more geostationary satellites before June 2020, which will enable global coverage, according to China's Satellite Navigation Office. In 2011, Russia completed their own satellite positioning infrastructure, GLONASS, and in 2016, the EU completed Galileo. The United States has been operating GPS since 1993. The UK is currently working to launch their own GNSS infrastructure, and India is completing a regional system called IRNSS, which will be available to civilians this year. Japan plans to establish their own positioning infrastructure called QZSS to operate independently from GPS by 2023 by launching three additional satellites. Currently, the system is operating to augment the performance of US GPS.
世界で様々な国が独自の衛星測位システムの開発運用に向け活動を進めています。先月、中国がベイドウ3の一部となる追加の衛星を打ち上げましたが、中国政府の衛星測位局によると、今年6月までにあと2つの静止軌道衛星を打ち上げてシステムを完成させる予定で、完成すれば世界全体が利用可能範囲となります。2011年にはロシアが衛星測位システム GIONASS を完成させ、2016年には欧州連合がガリレオを完成させています。アメリカは1993年から GPS を運用しています。イギリスは現在 GNSS の打ち上げを予定しており、インドは地域型の IRNSS が完成間近で、今年中には一般に公開されます。日本は QZSS と呼ばれるシステムを準備中で、新しく3つの衛星を打ち上げることで、2023年までには GPS から独立して運用される予定です。現時点ではアメリカの GPS を補完する形で運用されています。名前がみんな覚えにくいね。
Yeah.
もうちょっとガリレオみたいな、こう分かりやすいのにしてほしい。
I think Galileo actually has an official name, which is a hard to remember acronym. a lot of this stuff will be coming on this year. A lot of things will shift as a result of these new systems going into operation. So GPS, I think we all use GPS pretty much all the time. And normally, so GPS is, it works by, you basically check the latency on the signal that you receive. So if it takes you a certain amount of time to receive a signal, then you can kind of guess how far away you are from the source. If the source has a very accurate clock, in this case, an atomic clock. So if you have multiple satellites, then you can imagine drawing a circle on the surface of the Earth that you must be in. So if it's just one satellite, you don't know in what direction you are. You just know how long it took to get the signal, right? And then if you have two, then you'll have interlap. So you'll have, you're in one of these two points. And then if you have three, then you should have a good intersection of three circles. Except that the Earth isn't flat. And you, so you're, and it's not perfectly round either. And the elevation changes and stuff. So you actually want four satellites, and you can visualize this as a sphere, outside of that satellite. So if you just draw a big 3D sphere with that satellite in the very center, that latency tells you that you're somewhere on that sphere. So if you have four of these spheres, you can see exactly where they're all intersecting, and that's where you are. So if you have four satellites, you'll have a much better, you'll have much better accuracy than with three.
So countries want to develop their own thing because they don't want to depend on other countries?
Well, the United States could just, if it wanted to control a situation, it could simply deny access to GPS. Or if in any sort of global conflict, they could deny access to GPS. I think Bill Clinton used that in some instance. There was a conflict involved. I think it was involving India and another country. I forget. But he was like, well, I'm just going to shut off GPS. And then I think it was India and Pakistan.
Okay.
Not the cricket game, but real beef. And and GPS was factored into resolving that situation. And so China's like, well, we don't, you know, if there was a major conflict or a political issue, we don't want to have be vulnerable to someone else controlling our navigation systems. So that's one of the major motivations for doing that.
So, 日本も2023年までにはって書いてあるね。
Yeah, Japan has a unique system right now. It just augments the U.S. GPS system by providing more points of connectivity. And if you, the more points you have, the better your signal gets or your accuracy gets. But Tokyo in particular has a lot of buildings, tall buildings that block signals. So you might have been in a good place for GPS, except a bunch of buildings or the shitoku or something is blocking your signal. So they have that regional system over Japan to help improve the accuracy in situations where you have a lot of buildings and stuff in the way.
Like a Google map and everything became better and better, like so nurutto that like we never really fully appreciated. Like, その overnight ですごい良くなったみたいな感じじゃないじゃん。だんだんだんだんこう気づかないうちにどんどん良くなってるから。
Have they fixed the Apple Maps yet? Or does it still say really weird stuff on there?
Oh,
do you remember?
ね、確かに。
There's like weird katakana, like random.
Yeah.
Like you'd go to Tokyo Tower.
Are people using it?
I don't know.
私 Google マップしか使ってないし、そもそもその Apple マップの、Apple マップって名前だったんだっけ?
I think it's just called Maps.
Maps? Map?
Map.
Map? それの存在すら忘れてた。
かわいそう。They work so hard on that.
Google マップやっぱあの私すぐ迷子になるから本当にもうめちゃくちゃ使うけどありがたみしかないよねもはや。
But right now it's not that accurate, right?
Well, it's pretty accurate.
But I mean, you could be on the next road, right?
Yeah, and they never get it right when I'm in my own apartment. Somehow they always think that I'm somewhere else. Kind of close, but not really.
Yeah, so I think the accuracy right now is, if you have four satellites, is probably within a few meters. But they're, with the new technologies, they think they'll be able to get GPS tracking down to the centimeter
level. Wow.
So less than a meter.
Wow.
You know, they could know almost exactly where things are. And it this is global coverage. So what you could potentially do is combine these different networks. So as these different networks go up, As long as these different countries get along with each other, they can have agreements where people can now connect to 6, 7, 8 different positioning systems, or satellites rather. And then that could give you accuracy to the centimeter level. And that will enable all kinds of new technologies that we haven't seen up until now. You have very precise tracking of vehicles, of robotics. This would be helpful for self-driving, obviously, for drones, drone coordination. Imagine a drone just knows exactly where it is all the time, within a few centimeters. And then if you combine this technology with 5G, which obviously they will, then you will have extremely precise location tracking everywhere on Earth of anything. And, well, anything that has GPS or one of these systems, and extremely low latency as well as a result of the 5G. So you can have precise tracking and control of all sorts of drones, machines, delivery, robots, and all kinds of other stuff. It will, within a couple of years, it will be much, much more accurate than it is right now. Right now, it's like, it could be off by like a full street or a block in some cases.
Actually, 確かに私みたいなすごい方向音痴の人の場合、たまにこう道の向かい側にいることにされてる時とかに、一瞬ちょっと、あれ？私が間違ってるのか、Google マップが間違ってるのかっていうのを結構考えないと分かんない時があって、だそれも改善されるってなるとすごいありがたいよね。ていうか、どうやって Google マップなしで生きていけばいいかもはや分かんないもんね。
There are potential downsides. Like, we're hooked on it now, right?
Yeah.
We can't live without it. But there are potential downsides. You know, if China erects their own tracking system like that, then...
For sure.
You know, they could sneak bugs into some of their Huawei phones or something.
Yeah, 特にそんな数センチとかってなるとね、そのすごい便利である一方、まあ、creepy ではあるよね。
I mean, that would make things like, you know, drone strikes insanely precise.
Yeah.
It could get to the point
that's
where...
That's better if it's precise, though. I mean, think of all the mistakes that America has made in the past, you know,
well,
blowing up
most recent
people
one was
that they
fairly,
weren't supposed to.
Most recent one was just people that they were supposed to, right?
This one, yes. I think, yeah. At the airport, right?
That's good. I've heard all kinds of statistics about that stuff. Like, you know, 90% of drone strikes just... killed random children or something.
Yeah.
You know, like just unbelievable numbers. Where it's just like,
そうだからその今は今っていうかこの本当にまさに今今日の、その技術がどうなってるか分かんないけど、その今までの中ではそのイラクの時からさ、こうすごいピンポイントにできてるようにこう見せかけられてたけど、実は違いましたっていうのがどんどん出てきたわけじゃん。実は全然もう間違ったところに落としちゃってたとかさ、全然関係ない大人子供も死んでましたとか。
Well, there's a lot more vetting and supervision and confirmation with the drone systems now, I think, than the old school guy in an F-14 Tomcat, you know, just a guy in a jet. Like, that's just a guy in a jet.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you see someone that looks like he's carrying a rocket launcher or something, you know, everyone around that area is probably getting smoked.
まあ、その変な話、こう、昔はそういうこともできないからさ、こう、ヒトラーとか、ヒトラーを暗殺するための作戦とかめちゃくちゃいっぱいあったわけだけど、全然成功しないとか。
Well, what if Hitler had the laser satellites or something? Then we'd be in trouble.
Right.But I mean, その市民が死ぬ必要って実際はないわけじゃん、戦争を終わらせるために。別にその上の人が死んじゃえば終わるわけだから、そういう意味では何だろう、そこが精度が高まるのはいいことだよね。その何もこう意思決定に関わってない人が死ななくちゃいけないっていうのはどう考えても理不尽だからさ、その大学に行くためにミリタリーにジョインしましたみたいな若者が死ぬ必要って全くないからさ。 だったらこう上の人たち同士がピンポイントでこうドローン落とし合ってくれりゃ別にそれでいいっていうか。
That's probably what AI would do, right?、
うん、
If AI was going to let us live, it would just, you know, scan your social media activity and aim a laser at your head. And、yeah. you just go, and you just slump over. It's like, oh, he probably tweeted something racist or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, It's kind of absurd, but if you imagine the sort of the ultimately capable version、
mm.
of that technology,、
yeah.
it would be like, you know exactly where people are. You can see straight through the building. You know,、
yeah.
they have the GPS thing is so freaking, or whatever they're using. And then there's an object in space that has...You know, 一人分 laser ready to go, and it just goes, bzz, and like is that、
yeah.
isn't that like Zeus though? Isn't that what Zeus does? He like grabs one of those lightning bolts,
I guess,
out of the basket, and he just throws that lightning bolt down at Earth, and it just strikes someone.
Yeah,
right.、
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, you know.It's sort of outside the natural events on Earth. It's like sort of this divine vengeance.
Yeah.
Like this guy's too evil. He needs to be zapped by、mm-hmm. Zeus.
Mm-hmm.
And we're almost there, right? The Zeus thing.
I guess so. And it's pretty efficient, right? We can save a lot of unnecessary deaths, I guess.
Well...
Of、it's、civilians, just, I mean.
Hope so. It still seems evil. It's like a lesser evil. I think...
Yeah, definitely.
I think we just like, move in the direction of lesser evils.、
Hmm.
There isn't... We don't really have like, the non-evil options.
I mean, That's America's position for forever, don't I? It's like, yeah, killing's bad, but if it's bin Laden, then, you know.
Well, anyone who wins a conflict is allowed to say that, I guess.
Yeah. Or even World War II, right? It's like, yeah, I mean.
It could have been worse.
Atomic bomb, it's bad, really, but.
It was really bad, but it could have been worse. It's sort of the.
Yeah, just look at Hitler type, you know. だからずっとそうだよね。変わってないよね、だから。
Is there... It's like I was saying, it's hard to have like a consensus or like a factual statement about cause or the rationale behind、
hmm.
these things. Like, do you think that there is a consensus now on the nuclear...bombs being dropped on Japan? Like, is there a consensus?
You mean the justification of it?
Or just a consensus that, like, either way, is there a consensus either way? Like, that was really bad, or that was
yeah, right?
really
no?
bad, I but mean, justified.
Doesn't...
Like, is it、oh. justified or not justified?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it gets into the whole
well,
Okinawa
yeah, I mean,
land invasion calculations and
yeah,
all
when、
stuff.
It comes to justification, I guess...people have different opinions but there is consensus that it was bad right I、
yeah.
mean no one's like it wasn't bad at all it was great
but if it was worse than it needed to be then it's like now that's really bad
most people say that right
well no most people say that it was better than it could have been I think is what I hear more often
reallyWell, in the States, you mean?
Yeah, like it could have been a lot worse.
If、so、Hitler took over the world? Or?
No, it's presented like, you know, they were either going to do an invasion, a full-on invasion, which would result in a lot of U.S. casualties, or we were going to drop this bomb, right? And so it's portrayed as we had really bad option here, and we had another really bad option here, and we did the less bad option.
Right.
Whereas I seem to think that,there was an even less bad option、
yeah.
than that, which involved not dropping the bombs.
Yeah.
But I'm not a, you know, I'm not a military, I don't know, strategist or anything.
I mean, dropping atomic bombs on big cities with tons of civilians and kids, if that's the only choice you have, then it's doomed. I mean, I don't.
How can that be the only choice?
I don't know what kind of. I don't know what kind of situation it is, where it's the only choice, and that's the good one. Well, if there are like two choices, and then that's the good one, then it's.
Well, people are afraid. You know, like it's this weird human mode where it's the game of chicken, right?
Like, yeah.
If you do something, then I'll do something. And then pretty soon it's just all out in both directions.
So I guess now with all the technologies and stuff, that kind of stuff could probably be easily avoided, no? Because you can just zap the, I don't know, prime minister or emperor or whoever, and that's that. You don't have to kill so many children or whatever.
Well, the bombs that exist now, the nuclear bombs that exist now, are like 10,000 times more powerful than the Hiroshima
bomb. Yeah, but I
mean, like,
there's no point in using that to begin with.
That's what we all hope. That's the assumption, right? Sort of the deterrent theory. Let me read this quote from Khrushchev talking to JFK concerning the Cuban Missile Crisis. This is like the Cold War.
Yeah.
Right? So he said, we and you ought not pull on the ends of a rope in which you have tied the knots of war, because the more the two of us pull, the tighter the knot will be tied, and then it will be necessary to cut that knot. And what that would mean is not for me to explain to you. I have participated in two wars and know that war ends when it has rolled through cities and villages, everywhere sowing death and destruction. For such is the logic of war. If people do not display wisdom, they will clash like blind moles, and then mutual annihilation will commence.
Mm.
So the Cold War has several stories within it of potentially turning into the worst thing that's ever happened on Earth. Like super, super close.
Yeah.
But there were like a few characters that had faith in humanity that like got us through that somehow. There's some alternate universe timeline where we're all dead, you know, like this Earth is a nuclear, you know, husk of what it was.
Yeah, I think I think basically it's just those few people who don't know what they're talking about that are like, yo, let's just fight. Let's kill them all. And then they don't even go to war themselves. You know, just like those politicians in Japan who say like, yeah, let's fight with Russia to get those islands.
Well, everyone had to go.
Let's start a war.
Everyone had to go every time. There was a draft for World War II. There's a draft for Vietnam. They just...
Unless you're
the
prime minister.
You don't get to be like, I'm not going. Unless you move to Canada.
No. I mean, if you're the president or, you know, if you're deciding things,
mm-hmm.
then you don't go.
No, why would you go?
And that's the thing. It's always the thing. And the politician who said, oh, we should fight Russia for those islands, he thinks that he's not going to go, and that's why he says that kind of stuff. And that pisses me off. Like, じゃあお前が行けやって思うけど、行かないと思ってるから言うわけじゃん。
Which there's so many island disputes with so many different how many different countries are claiming the same like islands there are certain islands where I think there's like five or six different countries claiming the same island.
It's just crazy.
Didn't they build a little thing on the island? Like one of the, what was it? There was like a, they built something. Like a toilet or something. They built something on top of one of the rocks of Nanake. Was it Senkakujima?
Right.
Yeah. So it's just like, I don't know, the I don't really see that one going away for a while either.
Yeah. But violence is definitely not the answer. And fuck that politician. Fucking, like, let him just go fight Putin, you know? Like, I don't care. He can do that if he wants to, but he shouldn't instigate a fucking war.
Well, I don't think there's going to be a war
if you're a politician, you can't say that kind of stuff, you know? Because then the counterpart can take it as like, oh, Japanese government is saying this. You know what I mean? They can always twist it. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really stupid.
What do you think is going to happen?
With what?
With those islands. Nothing's going to happen, right?
Oh, with the islands. Well, it went backwards, right? With the Abe administration. So we can't even say,
what do you mean
give it
backwards?
Back to us or anything. Like, I think he fucked up with negotiations and now we...
Oh, does some island go somewhere else?
Not somewhere else, but like I think we took a lot of steps back. And
in terms of territory? Or like
in terms of, yeah.
Hmm.
So good job. But I honestly don't really
care. Can't we just have international islands just like you have international water?
Yeah.
Does that,
I know.
Does that
it's
not
like
make sense?
If two countries fight over something, then they both have to give it up.
Well, that's what happened.
So no
right?
one
so
gets it.
Basically,
no gets
nobody
it.
Gets a lot of those.
Yeah, so if you try to take someone's land and start a fight, then you don't get it. The other person doesn't get it either.
How are we going to power all of our futuristic hydrogen vehicles if we don't get metan hydrate from like the ocean floor, yeah, the crust in those areas? How? It's not going to make sense.
I don't know.
Have to think this stuff through.
Yeah.
What do you make of Carlos Ghosn?
Oh, God. I honestly don't care.
What?
I don't care.
Did you see the press conference?
No. Hmm. Was he annoying? Like entitled rich person?
He said a lot of things. So he was held
captive
in solitary,
yeah,
in a small
that's
place.
That's really bad.
24/7 in, yeah, a bright room.
Yeah.
Couldn't talk to anyone. Yeah. Couldn't have his lawyer
that's
present.
Really bad.
Couldn't have anything interpreted for him. Was in there for months. Mm. And they would just, you know, harass him at random times. And he thought he was going to, they wouldn't let him, I guess, see his wife. And his wife had already basically taken off.
Yeah.
He says he has all of the evidence. And he's naming exactly who's involved. And I think it's going to get pretty crazy.
Hmm.
I find him credible. A lot of what he's saying. And part of what he's doing is he's drawing attention to aspects of the Japanese judicial system, which involve, you know, the way the prosecutor works with,
yeah,
it's,
yeah,
just, it's to other countries, it's going to look very bad.
It has
like
always
really bad.
Looked
it's going to
pretty
look
bad
worse
in that sense.
Now.
Other
countries have been changing this whole time.
Yeah.
Japan, I mean, they introduced a jury. I mean, that's great, but it's still...
その疑わしきは罰せずみたいなものが適用されず、こう逮捕された瞬間からもう罪人のように扱われて、拘束時間もめちゃくちゃ長いし、何年とかね、拘束される でそれが無罪であっても拘束されるっていう仕組み自体は絶対におかしいし変わらなくちゃいけないと思うんだけど、なんか
He's saying there's human rights violations. There are
various
organizations that are supporting him.
いや、どう考えても
人権。It makes Japan look really bad.
うん。
And if he doesn't get what he wants, I feel like he'll just stay over there.
ただその日本の政府のテンデンシーとしてそういうふうにこう海外からこれおかしいじゃないかって突っ込まれた時に、あ、確かにってあんまならないじゃん基本的には、こう内はうち外は外みたいな感じで逆にこう態度を固くなりする傾向もあるから、うん、どうなのかなと思う。
He seemed very animated. He's very upset. And
why be upset too? And his wife is arrested
That guy is not a bitch. I can say that. That guy is a fighter. I have, like, to hear what his experience was and to sneak on that plane in an instrument case and to show up over there and just days later to, you know, be doing this press conference. Man, does that guy have some energy?
But why Lebanon? That's what people are saying, right? You have to
well,
like
he has
bribe
like
everyone.
40 passports
in Lebanon.
And like he explains his stance in the press conference. I, you know, I don't think this is good for anyone involved, really. The whole
for
thing.
For sure, and I feel so bad for his lawyer too. It's like.Lawyer の人めっちゃかわいそうだよね。それはちょっと一つ思ったけど。
And there were people, there were a few people that were, you know, standing up for him、here in Japan. But apparently he just had absolutely no faith in the system at all. And so he...
And that
he
might
did
be
this
right,
crazy
but at least he has all、
Jason、
the money、
Bourne、
to、
escape.
Just get out of the situation. So
I think he has a lot less money now. I mean, he still has more than me.
Yeah.
All right, whoever.
So, I mean, good for him. I don't know. Maybe I have this weird, like, Dusanjiman type sentiment because it's like...
Well, all I remember about Ghosn is his role in revitalizing Nissan.
Right.
And, you know, I was a huge fan of Nissan, and Nissan was basically screwed. And so he's done a lot of good things. That doesn't mean that if he did something illegal that it doesn't matter or something like that.
But. Yeah, I hope it's gonna, I mean, なんかそのどう考えてもこうその制度自体に問題があることは確かだし、それはずっともうこのゴーンだけじゃなくて言われてきていることだから。
We've talked about those issues on this show before.
だからそれをもうちょっとこうなんかやっぱり国民の間であまりまだ周知されてないと思うんだよね。言ってもこの、なんだろう、一部の人の中ではもう当たり前のように認識されてるけど、それってやっぱり国民全部ではないので、
It's totally...
まあ、今回のことによってもうちょっと浸透して欲しいよね。その、有罪であろうが無罪であろうが、あの実際結果的に関係なく、まだそれが確定してない段階でそういうふうに罪人のように扱われるっていうこと自体はどう考えても改善されないといけないから。
Yeah,
そのsolitary confinement とかそういう問題も一緒にね。
There's harassments and cases of borderline torture and people have been killed、and there are weird rules where they don't need to charge you with anything and、they can just come up with new charges and basically、it's a system where if they don't like you there's nothing you can do、
except
climb into a cello case and
入国管理局の話も毎年ずっと話題になってるけど、あれもその強制送還されるまでの間にもう本当に人権無視したような扱いを受けているとかたくさんいるっていう、だからこう 日本はやっぱりなんていうのあれ、ちょっと感情論が強めというか、その悪いことしたかもしれないやつだからとか、悪いことしたやつだからこんな扱いを受けてもしょうがないじゃんとか、こんな扱いされたくないんだったら悪いことしなきゃいいじゃんとか、悪いことしたって疑われるようなことしなきゃいいじゃんみたいな、その自己責任論がやっぱり強いと思うんだよね。ただこう実際どんな人でもその状況になりうるといえばなりうるわけであって、自分が何かの誤解でそういう状況になる、置かれてしまうっていうことも明日起きるかもしれないって考えた時に、やっぱりそれはダメでしょ。自分に置き換えると多分みんなそれはおかしいなって思うと思うんだけど、
mm-hmm. So you know, if you haven't even been charged with anything yet, or even if you、mm-hmm. have been charged with something but you haven't been convicted of anything yet、
yeah.
you know, the presumption should be innocence, and that person is an innocent person, an innocent tax paying you know、person who's legally in the country and is to that point is doing everything they're supposed to be doing, even if they are a suspect in some way. And that really that's everyone is exposed to that inadequacy in the judicial system here. Everyone, you know, it can just be a political thing, or it can just be. And then it's like, how much credibility does the system have if that sort of thing is going on?
Yeah.
And I think the attention to sort of the way that system works, and I've heard there are many cases like this that、mm-hmm. are similar to what Gon is describing,、
mm.
not presuming his guilt or innocence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.だこういうふうにこんなめちゃくちゃ特殊なケースでさ、そこからこう逃げることができるとか、他の国に引っ越しちゃえばいいみたいなさ、その普通の人はそうはいかないわけだから、ものすごい長い間拘束されるわけで、 So people were like making fun of the situation by saying、なんか保釈金をもっともらっとけばよかったみたいな、
mm-hmm.
そしたらこうなんか子供手当とかなんかに使えたのにみたいな。 And he would have paid. Everyone knows this.
Well, he'd have to.
Yeah, so.
But, you know, the point isn't to just snatch money from people who have more than you. You know, that's a horrible society to live in. And he's earned his money, as far as I can tell. You know, so.
Right.
You know, if he wants to donate it to savesmoldering koalas or not, you know, like we can think what we think about it.
And I honestly, it's crazy that they arrested his wife for what they arrested her, because if they can do that, then they can definitely go for a lot of politicians.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't. Like Sakura o miru kai toka. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So...That's also pretty... なんだろうね、この arbitrary に運用されてる面があまりにも大きすぎて。
He alluded to Abe in his press conference.、
うん、
He is saying he refrained from naming government officials, and he only named people within Nissan.
Yeah.
But he said there are a lot of government officials.That are corrupt, and he has proof, and on well, and on.
I hope he named names.
He said he wouldn't name names while he was in Lebanon out of respect to the Lebanese government. Like, he wouldn't name people in the Japanese government, as they asked him not to, I guess.
The Lebanese government asked him not to?
Or he decided not to for some reason,、
hmm.
some political thing,、
hmm.
or he's saving ammo, or I don't know. The world's so crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Did you see the fireworks for, what was it, in Shanghai? They had fireworks for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
But they weren't fireworks. They were drones.
Ah, あのなんか対立してるやつ。
They're like all drones, but it looks like fireworks.
Oh, no, no, that's not the one I saw. Okay.
Hmm.
Hmm. That's
Yeah, I was like, this is really cool.
Hmm.
It's also kind of scary.
Yeah.
There have been weird, like in Colorado, there have been swarms of drones. Some of them are extremely large drones that are like flying over parts of Colorado. And then a bunch of people have become like weird drone chasers.
Okay.
So there are people who like get in their truck and try to follow the drone and find the operator. Be like, hey, stop flying that drone near my house.
Hmm.
Apparently there are just drones all over.
Hmm.
And with these better networks like 4G, 5G, and improved receiver technology and the introduction of things like Starlink, people will be able to operate drones that are in a different country.
Right. That's right? Crazy.
And then, so someone could be in a different country. And
that's really annoying.
And can be operating a drone.
Considering how loud they are.
Operating a drone live. You know, some guy could be wherever.
Yeah.
Timbuktu.
Yeah.
Operating a drone that's, you know, right outside this building. Or this building right here.
Yeah. Like
that window right there. Just. So you because before the assumption is, oh, the guy operating the drone has to be within like.
The
controller distance.
Right.
But now it's just on the 4G. Yeah. So you don't know. They could be anywhere.
Right. Sure.
Yeah.
We have another story.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, yeah, we do. Sorry to talk.
Yeah, I was wondering because you're acting like we're all done.
The Trump administration has proposed new guidelines for the regulations of weak or narrow artificial intelligence used in the medical industry, transportation, and other industries. The rules will also apply to the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Aviation Administration. The following is stated in the 15-page memorandum hosted on whitehouse.gov. Agencies must avoid a precautionary approach that holds AI systems to such an impossibly high standard that society cannot enjoy their benefits. Where AI entails risk, agencies should consider the potential benefits and costs of employing AI when compared to the systems AI has been designed to complement or replace. The memorandum also introduces principles for the stewardship of AI, such as the following: public trust and participation, scientific integrity, risk assessment, flexibility, security, safety, fairness, and non-discrimination.
トランプ政権は医療や交通機関を含む様々な業界で使われる特化型の人工知能への規制に関する新しいガイドラインを提示しました。これは FDA と連邦航空局にも適用されます。ガイドラインはホワイトハウスの公式サイト上で15ページにわたる覚書として以下の文言とともに掲載されています。各機関は人工知能システムが社会が利益を享受できないほど極度な高基準に設定されるような予防的アプローチを避けなければいけない。人工知能がリスクを伴う場合、各機関はその人工知能が補完または代替するシステムと比較して人工知能を採用することの利益とコストを検討すべきである。覚書では人工知能の管理責任原則について以下のように紹介しています。世間一般の信用と参加、科学的公正性、リスク評価、臨機応変性、セキュリティ、安全性、公平性、そして非差別。
よ。
うん。非差別大事よね。
Yeah, so in October,the Trump administration blacklisted a bunch of Chinese startups that were developing artificial intelligence technologies because they had been implicated in the repression of Uyghur Muslims in rural China.
Mm.
So, I mean, that's probably the most clear, explicit example of AI abuses. It's sort of an abuse that would be difficult to do without AI technology.
For sure.
And recently, I think California had introduced restrictions on facial recognition technology. So a lot of the restrictions are going to be occurring on a, in terms of like law enforcement, for example, would be happening on a local level or a state level.
先月もあったもんね、その警察にリースしてる、あのロボットリースしてる話とか。So, だからそこに顔認証を搭載するとかってなってくると。あとこう、最近やっぱり、この間、あの、紹介した Ring だっけ？あの、
oh, the あの、
door. あ、その話結果的にしなかったんだっけ？してないか。
I think we did one with a webcam that was hacked in a home.
Did we talk about it though? I forget.
I think we mentioned it at least.
Okay. So, それで、あの、今月もまた、あれに、こう、なんか、自分の妹かなんかを殺した人が、I killed her みたいなことを言ったのが、そこに映って、録画、あの、録画されていて、まあ、それを証拠として。
Huh. Why did he say that?
あの、なんか殺した後に、他の家族がやってきて、普通にその人たちに言った。
Oh.
あ、もう殺しちゃったみたいな感じで言ったのが、たまたまそこに録画されていて、まあ後で解析したら、まあ思いっきり自分で言ってるっていう。だそういう風になってくると、こう、だからその、便利じゃん当然、その、すぐ捕まって、もちろんその人本人やったわけだし、っていう一方、ね、特にそれがこう外向きに向いてる、あのインターホンで使ってる人とかもいるわけだから、自分が取り付けたんじゃないものにたまたま自分がなんか映ってるとか、こう、それで誤解されて何か逮捕されるとか、まあ何でも、ね、考えうるわけだから。
So, how did they, they were investigating that guy and they found that?
I think so.
What do you think would happen if everyone's iPhone was just snitching? Like hardcore. Like if anyone did something, you know, let's say you cross the street and the light's red. Well, the government knows when that light was green and when that light was red. And they have GPS data from your phone. And they can see you crossing that street when it was red. They can go back through their record and say, hey, you jaywalked.You know, in 2016.
Yeah, それもそうだし、なんか最近たまに考えるのが、なんかこう、今ってネットで何を調べても別にそれを政府に使われることとかないじゃん。そう、急に。なんか、そんな。
Well, it is going into Google's AI algorithms.
Yeah, but I mean, 急にそれで警察が来るとかってのはないわけじゃん、今は。
There's probably something you could Google that would cause that.
Well, child porn. But other than that...
There's probably worse than that.
So, 例えばこう子供のことを調べてるときに、例えばなんか、わかんない、イヤイヤ期とか。Terrible twos, right? And こうフォーラムとかを見ててさ、たまにこう、この間、なんか、その子供が、イヤイヤ期の子供にイライラして叩いてしまいますみたいなのとかあってさ、なんか興味深いから見るじゃん。そういうのを見たときに、こう、例えばそういうのを辿ってって同じようなトピックを見てるってなったときにさ、その結果だけ見たら、あれこの人子供に暴力振るってんじゃないかとかこじつけられるわけじゃん。こう、何でもそういうふうに捉えられるよなって思って、こう、ブラックミラーのエピソードとかだったら、なんか余裕でそうなるなって思って怖いなって思った。なんか最近なんでか分かんないけどそれを考えることがよくあって、自分の検索が全然イノセントなものなんだけどそれをねじ曲げたらどう見えるかみたいな、どういうシナリオにできるか。
I do catch myself googling stuff sometimes where I'm like, whoa, if if someone just knew I was Googling this with no context, be like, what are you doing right now? But sometimes you get in a particular rabbit hole of things and then you end up typing in something that, you know, you would never be Googling without that, that whole sequence of...
Yeah. とか全然関係ないけど、今日、あの、保育園っていうか、プリスクールに息子が週2回行くことになって、バスで行ってんのね。で、途中で飽きちゃうから、トーマス見せてたわけ。そしたら、なんか、それがよくわかんないけど、トーマスのオリジンストーリーみたいな、だったの。だから、いつものキャラが違う色だったわけよ。で、ジェームスっていうのがいて、いつも赤いのね。だけど、それが黒かったの。And I said out loud, like, wow, James is black? And then, それをなんか、全然わかんないで、それだけ聞いたら、なんか普通に人種のこと言ってると思うじゃん。
And you googled, why is James black?
No, yeah, I could, right? I could. And, そういう、なんていうんだろうね。だからコンテクストなしだと、全然違うふうに捉えられるって面白いよね。
It is weird that, like,white, black, yellow, I guess red sometimes, but like these very common words for colors are strongly associated with different races of people. And it just seems like, like changing that somehow would reduce misunderstanding in a lot of cases.
Like what, cream? Cream color? とかどういうこと?
No, but why... We're still calling each other our skin colors.
By colors, yeah.
Yeah, which is just, yeah, it seems like
actually,
not the
I was
right thing
just,
to do.
I was just thinking about that in the States because no one calls me yellow, right? Because that's pretty racist, I guess. Like, I'm Asian or Japanese. No
Oriental.
One calls me, well, yeah, it's just like furniture. But no one's like, oh, yeah, you're yellow or that yellow...person.
But some Asians are more yellowish.
Right, but people refer to me as Asian or Japanese, but when it comes to white people and black people, it's just colors. And that's
oh, you're Caucasian
pretty strange.
Or, oh, you're African. You know? But then all these words get misinterpreted too, because you don't know if you're talking about nationality or ethnicity or...
Right.
Which passport do you have?
So
it's a mess.
そうなんだよね。
Yeah.
I was just, yeah. When I was in the States, I was just thinking about it.
I don't know if AI is going to help with that stuff or not help with that stuff. You know, like, because what they're programming into AI, is to analyze your face...predict what race you are, your ethnicity, because then they can better predict, you know, what products you're more likely to be interested in, right? And then what information you'll react to in a certain way. That's racist, obviously. No? I mean, you're what's shown to people depends on the content of their genes.Like, that just seems like it would be more divisive.
I wonder what my son thinks of race when he sees different people.
Like, I didn't know race exists for a long time. And then I thought I was Chinese, and I wasn't. But people were just calling me that.
'Cause I grew up...もう日本人ばっかりのところじゃん、So I mean white people were somewhat rare still even though I lived near Hiro. So compared to other parts of Japan, I'm sure it was more international, but still back then when I was a child it was like, oh wow, like there's a white person, you know, and I never really saw a black person on the street or anything. So it was like a big deal. I'm like this 田舎者, you know. So when I go to the States or something, I'm like, wow, 全然違うみたいな. But my son is in a total different situation. You know, her teachers are 全然もう 超いろんな人種の人いるし、
mm-hmm.
I mean his family is I mean his family consists of different races and I just I don't know what it's like. I honestly don't know.
Well, I know what it's like.
Cool. But, I'm just curious. I
mean, so,
because I didn't have that.
For you, it's like the first foreigner you saw or someone of a different skin color or something is outside, right? Of you.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it was me.
Yeah.
Right? It was me here.
Right.
It's like, oh, this guy's, you know, from America or something.
Yeah.
And then I went to America and they treated me the exact, I was still an outsider over there.
Right.
And it took me a long time to figure out that there isn't a race of people like me. It doesn't exist. And, you know, white people aren't half Japanese and Japanese people aren't half white. So I don't have a race. And that's sort of just the realization
yeah.
that it's the only way that I can understand it. Mm. You're like, well, no, you're too, it's daburu or it's hover. It's just shut the fuck up. That doesn't make any sense. Trust me, I thought about it more than you.
Yeah.
Trust me, it doesn't compute. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Tell me, where on the SAT thing am I checking? It doesn't work.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's weird. Still on some like government forms and stuff, you have to choose the race, don't? Like for my husband too, my husband is half American, half Japanese. And when we have to choose like white, Asian, black, Hispanic or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, どれ? ないやんみたいな。なんかそのドロップダウンでそれしかないじゃん。だからみんなどうしてんだろうって思うけど。だってもうこの時代いっぱいいるじゃん。
Pacific Islander. That's what I was doing that whole time.Right. I didn't realize that a Pacific Islander was someone else. Like, that they already existed.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, Japan's in the Pacific, and it's an island.
It's an island.
And I live here.
Yeah.
I was born here. So I would just check.
Pacific Island.
I literally checked Pacific Islander. I'm like Elizabeth Warren or something. I was checking a Pacific Islander on all my forms and stuff until, I think, all the way until I graduated high school.
Huh.
I didn't know what to do.
Hmm. Well, you still probably don't know what to do, no?
But now I know that Pacific Islander, those are other people.
Yeah. So now you don't have a choice.
I don't know. They should just have a blank where you can write it in.
Yeah.
But then you got to have someone read it.
Right.
They want to have those things scanned by a machine. And the machine, in that case, was a simple machine. But whether it's a simple machine or it's the AI of the future... There isn't a linguistic solution to race. Because the word doesn't exist,
yeah.
It's a dead end. And yeah. and we're just, you know, acting like that's not the problem. It's something else. But it's reality is not as simple as languages.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
And race is, I think, a great example of why that's the case and how much of the problem actually has to do with language and how much language actually has to do with the way people conceptualize their own personal identities.
なんか本当に年末の話とまたつながってるよね。
Everything is.
Like my son too, like なんだろう、彼はクォーターだけど、たまに日本にいたらたまにもう白人じゃんみたいなとか言われるわけじゃん。なんか白人みたいだねとか。でもアメリカに行ったらまあアジア人に見えるだろうし、でもレースって言ったらじゃあクォーターだから日本の方が多いから、日本の方が多かったらじゃあもうアジア人っていうことになるとかさ、そんなじゃあ何分の何からはどっちとかさ、
rounding is a kind of simplification that's not reality.
そう、
right?
だからあの、
if you round...
なんだっけ、ライオネル・リッチの娘がこう自分のことを黒人とアイデンティファイしてるって言ったときに、 I don't know what the racial makeup of her exactly, but people were like, a lot of people were angry with her because she's
for identifying as black?
Yeah, because she's not black enough or something.
Well, it used to be this one drop rule thing where if you're even slightly black, you would just be put in the black
right.
category.
Yeah. So it's this like, I mean, people have different definition of what makes you this certain race, I guess. So.
But they're just definitions.
That's weird. Yeah. So, I mean, その自分はこう思ってる。自分は自分のことこう思ってるって言ってすごい怒られるみたいな。
Mm-hmm.
So, like, my son is only 1/4 white. So, if he says he's white, then is he going to get in trouble? Like, that kind of stuff. Like, it's weird. If he gets into trouble, he should be able to say whatever. But
I think that mixed race people are neither of the sources.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the real answer.
'Cause it's mixed. Literally.
It's too late. So it's mixed. You can't undo it. It's entropy.
It's like...
It's literally entropy. You can't... It's like literally entropy.
I mean, it's a new thing, right? It's a new...
You can't unmix it.
Yeah, it's like a entirely new race right there that has no name. And there shouldn't be a name because then it gets weird. But...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, the government form drop down always makes me feel weird.
Mm.
Especially in the States, everyone's mixed. Maybe no, not everyone, but a lot of people.
There's only white people and black people in America. Haven't you watched TV? That's how the dialogue's characterized whenever I see it.
Yeah.
And it's like, technically there are Asians, you know?
Just one Asian character.
But it just shouldn't matter what race people are. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And the government, it should be illegal for the government to say or know or think about or consider race in any way. It should just be illegal.
Yeah, the drop-down thing is... Exactly. Like, なんでそれを知りたいのかなっていうのはいつも疑問に
思う。Do what with it?
Yeah.
You're managing this ethnic
group? しかもその答えもないし、どうしたらいいのっていう。なんかまあ適当にその時のノリで多分私の夫とかは選んでんだろうけど、アジア人にするのか白人にするのか、でも、その情報なんで必要なのかなっていうのは思う。
Do you think this year will be the singularity?People have been trying to guess when the singularity will happen.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year?
Yeah.
Still too early.
There's Olympics this year. It's too much. It's too much. やめても。来年にしよう。
But the singularity is when, you know, the we can't tell what's going to happen in the future anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of how we loosely define it.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like...
It's here.
People can't really tell what's going to happen in the future anymore. I think we're very close. I think you can measure this. I think we can sense it. And I think once it happens, it will sort of be obvious.
I mean, it's,
that it was going to happen then.
気づかないでしょうね。
I think once it happens, we will.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, その点を越えてちょっと行ってから気づくんでしょう、きっと。あれっていうかみたいな。
But can't you sense it? I think we can sense it. I think
we're
we can feel
all
this.
Sensing it.
If you just ask everyone, how far into the future can you predict with confidence?
Yeah.
How many years? In terms of all the technologies and their interplay, and I think that number has been shrinking. And I think you could objectively create that metric and actually measure how much the future our perception
of
the future.
I'm sure everyone's sensing it except for maybe Jack Ma, but
Alibaba intelligence.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is a
That was really bad.
Sony came out with the car.
Oh yeah, a car. Random.
At least it's electric.
Yeah.
And not hydrogen powered.
I'd be surprised if it wasn't electric. It's Sony. Right.
So. Yeah, but you can get...
On PlayStation 5, right? Mm-hmm. We were, like, talking about it the other day, no?
PlayStation 5?
Yeah. Or like, when is the next one coming? Or
did you
was
see
it off the record? I don't remember.
Did you see it? The new PlayStation?
I just saw the logo. Not the thing. Hopefully I can play Death Stranding this year.
I haven't been able to play anything.
Yeah.
Either.
I've been watching the show on Netflix.
The Expanse.
Is that Netflix? I keep forgetting.
It's on Amazon.
It's on Amazon. Yeah.
Yeah. Forget Netflix. They don't have The Expanse.
Right.
Or I guess they got Rick and Morty now. But what
yes.
What are you watching?
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk. Oh, I love that show.
Yeah.
They end. It's mid-season, right? But in my tomatteru, right? I think.
I don't know. I don't know.
Right. But you saw the Elon episode.
Yeah, I watched it on Amazon. So.
Oh, okay.
And it's weird. I like clicked something.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had bought it.
What?
Like the whole one click thing, like Amazon's kind of sketchy.
What do you mean?
Like, I just clicked something and then I had instantly like bought a movie or that show or something on Amazon. And then it's like you have to, like within 2 days, within a day or something, you have to watch it or like.
Oh, like rental, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You rented
yeah,
something.
I guess.
Okay. And what was that?
Oh, that might have been like the Marriage Story or something else.
But, Marriage Story is Netflix.
Or some other movie. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe it was Rick and Morty. No, I know what it was. I bought the wrong season.
Oh.
With one click. When you touch the mouse, the trackpad, you just.
Yeah. You tapped it.
I just touched it.
Okay.
And this thing happened and I had bought the whole like second season or something, which I've already seen. So I was like, oh no.
That sucks. Well, but you can rewatch it and it's still fun, right?
No, I think I rented it. Watch it right away. So it like expired.
Oh no. Okay.
Yeah. But it reminded me, you know, people used to get so upset at video rental places because they would try to return a video and it would be like right after midnight or something. And
then
they get charged like 800 yen for like a 180 yen rental or something.
Right.
It just reminded me of that whole thing because I was like renting.
Virtually.
Virtually. It's like, wow.
I saw It and It 2 on the airplane while my son was sleeping on me.
Back to back?
Yeah.
Wow. You watched It first, right?
Yeah.
It was that good that you went straight into a second?
It was funny.
Clown movie?
I thought it was going to be super scary. But then it was kind of funny. The first one is definitely better than the second one. The second one, you don't have to watch it. But the first one is kind of fun. Clowns are scary, right?
What is it? It's just a scary clown.
Yeah.
And he's just like...
killing kids.
Oh, is that what he's doing?
Pretty grim, yep.
He's killing children?
Yeah. It's really cringy now that I have a child. It's always like, oh, like, do I really want to watch this? But I did.
You did not hesitate to watch two of those... horrible
well, the
child
second
killing
one
clown
is
movies
not,
back to back.
The second one is not really about children, so it was okay.
No. I mean, is it a good movie or you're just on the plane, so it's whatever?
Plane. Good airplane movie.
Oh, it's a good airplane movie.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I like to watch horror movies on an airplane because I don't have to think.
I haven't watched any horror movies in a while.
Yeah.
The scariest thing I've seen is... When I played this doll, I got scared.
Okay. Well, It is not that scary.
This doll isn't scary to you?
No. Why is it scary?
The hands and stuff.
The tar hands? No, no, no. Well, I'm playing with super easy mode, so I can kind of like wiggle it out and it's not scary at all.
I thought I was going to die. I got dragged. I panicked. My controller was crying. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wiggle it out. It's pretty simple.
Is there something specific that you do to wiggle it, or you just...
No, I just keep walking.
Oh. Is that easy?
Yeah.
How easy of a mode do you have it on?
Super.
I almost broke my controller getting out of it. I was like freaking out. I was freaking out.
どんだけ?
I was freaking out.
Maybe you should try super easy mode so you can
chill now.
Out a bit.
I got a motorcycle, so I'm okay.
Okay. Oh, so 超進んでるじゃん。 私全然モーターサイクル、mm. まだガス入ってないよ。
Really? The motorcycle?
Yeah.
So I read the instructions and I figured out that... Is your motorcycle like... 新品?
No. Wait, it's the one parked outside the building, right? Yeah.
Yeah, you have to put that motorcycle in...
In what?
Somewhere. And then it will be repaired...
Oh, you can carry that?
You can ride it.
Oh, you can ride it? I thought it was out of battery
or something. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to try. Wait, I'm past you?
Yeah, because I haven't played it.
Hmm. I haven't played it either. I only played it.
I haven't built the bridge.
Two nights.
I haven't built the bridge yet. Well, two nights, that's a long time, dude. Me, I'm like one sitting there. だってもう15分とか30分とかだもん。And I did that twice.
As soon as I got the motorcycle, things have been going much better.
Okay. I'm just busy liking everyone's stuff.
And I thought I was online and I wasn't. And I was,
what? Uso de
shou? No, you have to get like the PlayStation Network or whatever.
But you don't have to get it.
You don't have to?
No.
Are you sure?
With Death Stranding, no. I Googled it.
You don't have to pay money?
No, you don't.
Because I don't see anything. It's always the same guy.
Maybe it's your setting. Because I'm not paying for it. And I see a lot of like the banners that people leave, you know, the Nico-chan mark. No, I had to Google it because I didn't want to pay for it. And then I learned that you don't have to. And I was like, thank God, like these guys are so nice. So, I mean, these creators.
I used up all of my likes on the first tiny bridge I saw. I didn't know what I was saying.
I was like, thank you so much, everybody. Yeah. Anyway, bodyguardnews.jp 公式ストア。
Yes.
いろんな商品追加されているので。
靴下
もある。ブレインマシンインターフェースの T シャツもある。ステンレスボトル、長袖シャツ。ワッペン、超かわいい。
チラシ対策ステッ
カー。チラシ対策ステッカー。いろんなのありますので、ぜひとも。チェックお願いします。文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリでチェックできるのでそちらもお願いします。
お願いします。
Facebook、Instagram、Twitter もやってるのでフォローお願いします。おしまい。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。